Obama's former WH physician. Biden's cognitive decline brings us closer to an all-out war with Russia, China. By Wendell Hasebo on February 25, 2023. Representative Ronnie Jackson, RTX. The former White House physician during the Obama and Trump administrations. Warned on Saturday that President Joe Biden's cognitive decline is bringing the United States closer to an all-out war with Russia and China. Jackson's statement comes after Biden has continually grappled with memory failure in recent days, raising concerns that his cognitive decline will draw the U.S. into a war with China and Russia. Two powers reportedly united against the United States in a proxy war for control of Ukraine's eastern border. It's terrifying for our country that Biden is our commander-in-chief. He doesn't know where he's at half the time, and every day he brings us closer to an all-out war with Russia and China, Jackson stated. His cognitive decline is going to get people killed, he added. Notably, Biden has failed to disclose a cognitive test after last week's yearly physical examination, which found the president suffers from a stiff gait and neuropathy in the feet. According to the Cleveland Clinic, neuropathy refers to any condition that affects the nerves outside your brain or spinal cord. Biden's failure to disclose his mental acuity has worried lawmakers for some time. But since Biden's previous physical in 2022, the U.S. appears to be closer to a kinetic war with China and Russia. In the past year, the Biden administration has ratcheted up rhetoric, sanctions, and the transfer of U.S. military equipment to Ukraine for its border defense. The administration has imposed approximately 1,500 new and 750 amended sanctions and export controls against Russia, the State Department estimates. And lawmakers have earmarked more than $110 billion in taxpayer dollars to defend Ukraine's border. Critics claim the measures, along with the inflaming rhetoric, have caused the Russian conflict to escalate and prevent Russian President Vladimir Putin from an off-ramp to end the struggle without impacting his domestic political standing. Biden's decision to underwrite the defense of Ukrainians' border contrasts with his decision not to send a U.S. Border Patrol similar defensive measures to prevent the invasion of the southern border. Approximately 300,000 illegal migrants have slipped past Border Patrol and into the interior since the beginning of fiscal 2023. In fiscal year 2022, about 2 million migrants were encountered by the Border Patrol. It is unclear why Biden has given more attention to the invasion of Ukraine than the invasion on the U.S. southern border. But Biden recently suggested during his remarks in Poland about the invasion of Ukraine that its border defense is critical to the safety of America. As we gather tonight, the world, in my view, is at an inflection point. The decisions we make over the next 5 years or so are going to determine and shape our lives for decades to come, Biden said. That's true for Americans, he noted it's true for the people of the world. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.